You have a chance to play Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and win or lose, you're going to Vegas to see Old Dominion. Did I mention that you get a chance to play Tammy live in person in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge?
I'm excited for this, but I'm also very nervous because it is so different when the show is on the road and you have all these eyeballs staring at you. I mean, all your ears are tuned to me right now, but not your eyeballs, and it changes things.
We have been talking about doing this for years, and it's finally come to fruition, and we are stoked. This Saturday, we are going to be live from 11 to 1 in Mission Valley at the Mission Mall. It's right off the 8, the big Target off the 8. That's where we're going to be. And what we're going to do is a live version, a tour, if you will, of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We're going to randomly draw people to play the college. We're going to have a live cheer squad.
To do this.
Tammy's College of Hollywood.
I can't wait for that.
I know. It's going to be great. And everyone who plays, no matter how you do, will win a Fountain Blue vacation and tickets to see Old Dominion in Las Vegas.
I mean, did you hear that? Win or lose, we pull your name to play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge live this coming Saturday, and you're automatically going to Vegas to see Old Dominion. Now, if you win, you'll also get that $100, and you'll be doing it live in front of everybody. It's going to be so cool. Everywhere we go, and I'm not even joking, it happened probably 50 times yesterday alone, coming up to us saying, Tammy, I listen every morning to Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It always comes up. And now, this is the opportunity for you to say, I can finally take on Tammy. I can do it in person. And who cares how you do? You could be the worst college contestant ever. You're still going to go to Vegas if we pull your name and you play Tammy. That's worth it.
So it's at the Valley, formerly Mission Valley Mall. You know the one right off the 8 where the Target is. 11 to 1. Come on out, even if you just want to watch contestants play. But you have a chance to go to Las Vegas, get that Fountain Blue stay, and tickets to see Old Dominion.
That's pretty cool. 833-287-1037. Speaking of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, we're going to do another round of that right now. And this time, it'll get you tickets to see Luke Combs next summer at Petco Park. They're still cleaning up Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean right now, and we're talking about sending you to Luke Combs next summer. Let's get that taken care of by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
My mom, she loved country music. Raised me on all the greats. Patsy Cline, the Carter Sisters, Kitty Wells.
News broke last night that Hayden Panettiere passed away at age 36. You just heard her as Juliet in Nashville. Maybe that's how you got to know Hayden. Maybe you knew her from Claire and Heroes. I remember watching her as a little girl in one of my favorite movies ever, Remember the Titans. She plays the little know-it-all daughter of the coach.
Sorry, they may put an end to you. I wanted the Hall of Fame real bad. Just plain old jealousy.
She's gone at 36 years old.
It's really, really sad. And unfortunately, she had a lot of demons throughout her life, a lot of things that she fought off successfully. For a while, it seems, also a lot of tragedy, too.
She just lost her brother a couple years ago, and in a memoir that she just released in the spring called This Is Me, A Reckoning, she talked about that, the devastation of losing her brother.
He had a heart condition, by the way, which is how he passed.
Tammy mentioned the personal struggles, the depression, the postpartum, addiction, domestic abuse. As long as most of us have been around, so has Hayden. Whether it was Dot in A Bug's Life, her work in Remember the Titans, she was in the Scream movies, obviously became a massive star on Heroes and then later Nashville.
I wished I would have gotten into the show Nashville. I never did. My sister Robin was a huge fan of that show.
Oh, I love Nashville. I watched every single season, every single episode. I loved that show. She was fantastic and really heartbreaking. I met her once many years ago. She was promoting a movie she was doing. She was sweet, very kind, but also very guarded. And there were a lot of rumors about her career and things, and you could tell why she was guarded.
Because
you knew she had been going through things.
We're talking about a child star, a beautiful young girl that grew up in front of all of our eyes, and that means weirdness as well, as far as when she gets older, you know, the Hayden Panettiere countdown till she's 18. I remember all that gross, weird stuff happening, which always happens with young actresses. It's gross and it's sad and it's true. Yeah. So guarded? Yeah, of course she's guarded. She would have to be. All the weirdness that she's seen her entire life.
Yeah. She sat down and she's done numerous interviews about the struggles that she's gone through. The sad thing, it was about 3 months ago when she sat down with a podcaster talking about how she finally felt in a space that she felt positive and seeing the possibilities. And it seemed like she had broke through. Talented, you know, beautiful, young. A mom. She's got a little girl. It just, it breaks your heart.
Investigation has not indicated any types of foul play. There has been talk of possible a drug overdose, but all that is really right now things that were overheard at the scene.
Yeah.
Cardiac arrest, possible overdose. Nothing has been confirmed, so we will not confirm that either.
Right.
But a lot of things being tossed around right now. But the facts are a very young, talented person has passed away.
Yeah.
And it makes us all sad because we, no matter how old you are, you know something that she did, and it's a drag, man.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the things that my daughter posted about right away because she was a huge fan of the show Nashville.
The saddest thing about this whole thing is that she leaves an 11-year-old daughter behind. Rest in peace, we hope. Hayden Panettiere, 36 years old. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Johnny's in Valley Center. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, not much. Just starting the work week, as usual.
All right, dude. Good for that. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, could you please leave the studio?
Good luck.
All right, Johnny, 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you will get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group. 5 San Diego locations, AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. Also want to let you know that all ties are going to go to Tammy. All right, Johnny?
Okay.
Nicole Kidman likes to hit up the raves when she visits Ibiza. She says she'll go to a club at 1 in the morning and wear glasses and a dark wig as a disguise. Who's Nicole's most recent ex-husband?
Keith Urban.
Margot Robbie reportedly made $50 million for starring in and producing Barbie. Sources say that a sequel still hasn't gotten off the ground because she and the dude that played Ken and the other creative teams want too much money. Who's the dude that played Ken?
Oh, he's married to... I can't pull it out of my brain.
Okay, Anne Hathaway thinks movies where dogs die should be rated R. What was the name of the 2008 gut-wrencher movie that stars Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson as newlyweds who adopt a lab puppy?
The Proposal?
Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Is her character named Bertha, Mabel, or Hazel?
Oh, wow. Never watched it. Let's go with the second one.
And finally, Ella Langley says she, quote, may never recover from seeing Matthew McConaughey and Jimmy Fallon perform Choosin' Texas on The Tonight Show. Matthew won an Oscar for Best Actor in the 2013 film Dallas Buyers Club. His co-star in that movie also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Who is he?
I do not know.
Okay, let's get Tammy back in. So, Johnny, what was your weekend like, man?
You know, thanks to this country station in San Diego, I went to a concert last night with a few other people and just got home.
Really? Lord, you did it right. Johnny, sharp-ish, 2 out of 5.
Okay.
I mean, Nicole Kidman likes to hit up raves when she visits Ibiza. I mean, you know, she and I have so much in common. She says she'll go to a club at 1 in the morning and wear glasses and a dark wig as a disguise. Who's Nicole's most recent ex-husband?
Keith Urban.
That's right.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I just wonder if people at Ibiza at 1 in the morning say, hey, look at Nicole Kidman in that dark wig and glasses. I think she's fooling us. What's she here so late for? I wonder if she's lost. All right, it's 1-1. You both knew that. Margot Robbie reportedly made $50 million for starring in and producing Barbie. Sources say a sequel still hasn't gotten off the ground because she and the dude that played Ken want too much money. Who's the dude that played Ken?
Ryan Gosling.
I mean, you got to pay both of them.
Yes.
That's it. That's the movie. You got to give them what they want. Johnny couldn't come up with it. It's now 2-1, Tammy. Anne Hathaway thinks that movies where dogs die should be rated R.
Oh.
What was the name of the 2008 gut-wrencher that starred Jennifer Aniston and Owen Wilson as newlyweds who adopt a lab pup?
Marley and Me.
Marley and Me. The movie should be illegal.
Oh, did you ever read the book?
I can't watch either. It's pandering.
But the book is really good, too.
It should just be called Our Goal is to Make You Sob as If You've Never Cried Before. Chapter 1.
Yeah. To quote my husband, I think this is the saddest movie I've ever watched.
My God. Johnny couldn't come up with a 3-1 Tammy. Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Is her character named Bertha, Mabel, or Hazel?
Mabel.
Mabel. Johnny went with Mabel. Actually, he went with the second one, but that's good enough. And it's now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Ella Langley says she, quote, may never recover from seeing Matthew McConaughey and Jimmy Fallon perform Shoes in Texas on The Tonight Show. Matthew won an Oscar for Best Actor for the 2013 film Dallas Buyers Club. His co-star in that movie also won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. Who is he?
Was that Jared Leto?
It was Jared Leto. And today, a clean sweep for Tammy. Johnny, I'm sorry. 5-2, she takes it. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, dude.
And the good news is you have plenty of time to recover from last night's show. You're going to see Luke Combs when he comes to town, Petco Park, on June 26th.
So excited. Thanks so much. I really want to see Shenandoah, so it's going to be a good concert.
Oh, nice.
Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Johnny in Valley Center, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay. Huge. Just made me more nervous while you're at it.
No.
You know?
That was Chase Matthew last night, right after Tammy informed him that Petco Park that he thought was 20,000 people mm-hmm. was double that.
Yes.
What a good kid. Young man.
Well, he was so excited to play Petco. So excited.
There's so many different things to be excited about right now. And so for me, I could just go down the list. Obviously, it's a massive stadium. That's something to be excited about. But I'm also on stage with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan. I'm on tour with Jason Aldean. That's great. And I get to meet, which, by the way, I get nervous sometimes when I meet people that are on the radio. So y'all are my rock stars.
You chatted with us before.
Y'all are my rock stars.
But you know, you told us you FaceTimed your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear that.
I did. I FaceTimed my dad, and he's actually, my dad's in, he lives in New Mexico, but he's setting up they're converting my uncle's garage into the after party. He's going to be at my uncle's house. So I FaceTimed him. He's like underneath a curtain hanging up some veils from the ceiling, and he's like, oh my God, I better get off this ladder, you know, like, and then my mom FaceTimed her, and she like started, she damn near started shedding a tear on the phone. I had to hang up because I didn't want to cry, but yeah, she, you know, my parents are also very musically talented, so, you know, there's a lot of vicariously things that they're living through with me, you know, and so it's cool.
That's interesting. All right.
Well, in that vein, I'm going to give you a hug from your mom,
because
I'm a mom, and Shima, so there you go.
Aw, there we go.
10 out of 10 hug.
Chase was sweating so bad after his performance. Producer Jessica thought he had actually dumped a bottle of water over his head.
Well, the sun was kind enough to really peek right on top of all of us right when Shay started. It was baking at Petco Park when he took the stage.
And I was sweating profusely. I got back and I thought I looked like I had been doused in water after his set. It was disgusting.
It was one of those nights last night. Not that it was like cumbersome or like record-breaking heat, but it was long enough and warm enough, and it has been lately, that it was one of those days that when we saw y'all coming up, it was kind of like, oh, bless your heart. Because you dressed up, you're all made up, and a couple hours later, you all look like you got out of a sauna.
Yeah. But everybody was in the same boat, though.
Right.
So that's okay. It's not like, you know, you were sticking out like a sore thumb or a sweaty thumb, I should say.
Know this. If you left that show last night looking good, you're really hot. Because, and I mean looking, because we all kind of like, man, that was a lot. But he was so, talking to him yesterday was so great in that he was so unbelievably excited. And nothing against Luke and Jason, but what haven't they seen at this point of their career?
Yeah, they've done it all.
Chase is just starting.
Mm-hmm.
And when you heard the man, he called his parents right away.
Mom,
and
Dad.
I mean, so that's cute. Exactly what any of us would have done, yeah. right? It's wonderful to see these people that we like so much and that we are fans of so much. And it's the nice reminder that, yeah, they're just exactly like us.
And we also met someone when we were at Baja Ricks who is even more excited and more newbie, for lack of a better phrase, than Chase Matthew playing there. We met our country concert virgin yesterday.
She's coming up next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Concerts have been such an important part of my life, and it's why, a big reason why I got into the business that I'm in. How about you, Tam?
I guess it was more, my dad said I talked a lot and I should be paid to talk. So that's kind of how I ended up in it.
I have always loved live music. I've always dreamed that someday I would be a rock star. And, you know, I have no talent, so I do this. It's always so fun and interesting when we meet adults who say, I've never been to a concert before. And last night we met Kelly, who was about to attend her first country show ever.
I'm saying this with love and respect. We have a virgin in our midst.
We do, and her name is Kelly.
Kelly.
Hi.
Your first country concert ever, and what just happened?
My first country concert, I got upgraded to the 100s, and I'm so excited because I wasn't the way 300s.
Okay.
Kelly was basically sitting on the sun.
Yes.
We gave her a nice big upgrade.
I almost didn't come because of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm coming, and I'm going to see John and Tammy.
And not only that, you have something on your feet for the very first time.
Yes.
And what are you wearing?
I'm wearing little cowgirl boots.
She does. She has cowgirl boots on her. Well, listen, you're only in the hundreds now, so you don't have to climb up
Thank
to the 300s.
Thank you 300s. So much. I can almost cry. Thank you guys
this
so much.
This is such a great little story. Again, you're sitting basically in space. We get you put your name in. By chance, you win, and you're wearing your cowgirl boots for the... You were supposed to win these. You know that.
I really was.
What else is going to happen today? What's next? Tammy, what should
maybe,
you do next?
Maybe buy a lottery ticket on your way out. You know, you never know.
Maybe Luke just comes down and gives me a big old smooch.
I like that.
All right, Luke, challenge out there, pal, if you're listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you, Kelly. Go have fun. We're done working with you.
Now beat it.
That was great.
I also want to give a shout out to Talisa and Rhythm. They have come to a ton of our personal appearances. The very first time I met them in person, John, was when Low Cash played at SeaWorld, and I got to meet their daughter, Brooklyn, and she ended up getting one of the drumsticks at the Low Cash show, and she's just a young girl, little young girl with her mom and dad at a concert, and then yesterday, Lisa and Rhythm had us FaceTime her.
Yeah.
She's a freshman in high school now, and she's all about math and science. She's super smart, and she was so excited to chat with us, John.
Right, she's so smart, and yet still so excited to talk to us. It was.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Brooklyn. That was awesome.
It's just great that we get to be a part of your family and watching them grow up along with you. That makes me happy.
And then watching y'all show up at our pre-party yesterday at Baja Ricks, it really kind of seemed, I don't want to say family reunion because that sounds so cheesy, but it was really great watching, I'll say it, a lot of parents yesterday who didn't have their kids with them and were loving the fact that their kids weren't with them. Not that we don't love you kids, but damn, we need a break once in a while.
Sure.
And there was so many people with that same vibe yesterday afternoon who just liked being out.
So thank you. If you were there, thank you for being a part of that. It was so great to see you and chat with you.
And calling all virgins. We're looking for you next concert. Probably should clarify what that means.
Yes.
If you're just joining us, that's very alarming sounding. First time concert goers, like Kelly just was. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I told you before, all my fans, that I've had a few little health issues. And sometimes I get a little dizzy. And so my national doctor has kind of clipped my wings, saying, you ain't traveling this week. All is going well on the medical end of things. And I continue working away on all of our elk projects. And you have fun, and I will see you down the road.
It seems like this is a monthly occurrence now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Time to get worried about Dolly Parton again after she was a no-show over an event this weekend.
Well, she was supposed to be part of her newest roller coaster that was opening in Dollywood, and she couldn't be there. And there was a pre-recorded video message from her that we've heard. And when you look at it, and we'll share this on Instagram stories so that you can see it as well, you can tell it's heavily filtered And it's just the shakiness of her voice that you hear. It just makes me very, very concerned.
Dolly Parton's 81 years old. Mm-hmm. She has had some health issues the last couple of years that has forced her to postpone a couple of things and make statements like the one you just heard.
Yeah.
Dolly also is a workaholic. She's a nonstop worker. So we hear countless stories of Dolly doing this, Dolly doing that, opening this hospital, opening this amusement park. I'm starting to wonder, and please don't think I'm doing anything dire here or over dramatic, but do you think Dolly is doing all of this stuff to get things done before she she moves on, before she goes?
I would absolutely say that that's a fair statement. Mm. I really would. I mean, it's just the way it is. And you hit the nail on the head. She is a workaholic. She won't stop. She'll go down working. I mean, that's just the way she is. It's like Willie Nelson. He will never leave the stage, ever, ever. That's where he's going to go. You just know it.
I get made fun of a lot for being the overdramatic. You know, I sentence celebrities to death way too soon. Case in point, Jamie Foxx. A couple years ago, I thought, I think I actually said, we'll never hear from Jamie Foxx again.
Did.
And there you go. I'm an idiot. But I think it's safe to say, and I think it's fair to say, that we collectively need to start coming to grips with the fact that we are going to lose some very important people to us. Timmy mentioned Willie Nelson. The man's in his 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a matter of time. It's all a matter of time, but
sure,
we need to come to grips with the fact that this is going to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than later, unfortunately.
And not that we're like, can't wait till it happens. It's just, it's kind of preparing yourself here a little bit ahead of time, and that's all we mean by that.
And we're saying it out loud because we need to prepare ourselves.
Right.
So we're not only reminding you, we're reminding ourselves. This is going to be a tough thing to deal with. And we just wish Dolly Parton nothing but the best in health and a very quick recovery. We move on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. Love you, Dolly.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Christian in Santee. Hi, Christian.
Hello.
Hey, Christian, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
Tammy, can you go take a break?
You bet.
Christian, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to West Automotive Group, 5 San Diego locations. AAA rated, the highest quality automotive service and repair in San Diego County. I also need to remind you, Christian, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Haley Steinfeld says Disney's Hext resonated with her deeply after welcoming her and Josh Allen's daughter, Harper. Her hubby, Josh Allen, is a pro athlete. What sport does he play?
Baseball.
Bruce Willis made a rare appearance for his daughter's wedding. It was his daughter, Tallulah Bell, whom he shares with Demi Moore. How many daughters do the two share?
4.
Camp Rock 3 premiered last week. It reunited Demi Lovato with the Jonas Brothers. Demi and one of the Joe Bros were a couple for a while. Was it Joe, Nick, or Kevin?
Nick.
Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Who are her two co-stars on that show?
I have no idea.
And finally, Spider-Man, Brand New Day, keeps breaking box office records. In the recent Spider-Man movies, Peter Parker has two best friends. One is MJ, played by Zendaya. What is the name of Spider-Man's other best friend?
I don't know.
All right. Don't want to toss a guy's name out?
Mark.
All right. There we go. All right, Christian. Let me see if I can get a question to you that you can handle. How are you today, pal?
Good, are you?
Okay. Very good. I asked Christian all the wrong questions.
Well, shame
today,
on you.
Tim. I know it's really my fault. So let's just concentrate on other things.
Okay.
Like the beautiful day and the start to a week. Haley Steinfeld says Disney's Hext resonated with her deeply after welcoming her and Josh Allen's daughter, Harper. Her hubby, Josh Allen, is a pro athlete. What sport does he play?
Football.
Yeah, he's quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Doing pretty well for himself, I might add. It's 1-0. Bruce Willis made a rare appearance for his daughter's wedding. It was his daughter, Tallulah Bell, whom he shares with Demi Moore. How many daughters do the two share?
3.
Yeah. It's 2-0. Camp Rock 3 premiered last week. It's reunited Demi Lovato with the Jonas Brothers. Demi and one of the Joe Bros were a couple for a while.
Oh.
Was it Joe, Nick, or Kevin?
I don't think it was... I'm going to go with Joe.
Poor Kevin.
I'm going to go with Joe.
You know, I think I'm starting to figure out my limited knowledge of the Jonas Brothers. When in doubt, go with Joe.
Okay.
I don't know. You know. Comes to the ladies especially, go with Joe.
Okay.
Even my mom wants Joe.
Well.
Johnny, he has bedroom eyes. I'm like, God, Mom, all right. Gross. 3-0. Selena Gomez and her mom are being sued for defrauding investors in their mental health company, Wondermind. Selena has earned several Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for co-starring in Only Murders in the Building. Who are her two co-stars?
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
That is right. 4-0. And finally, Spider-Man Brand New Day keeps breaking box office records. In the recent Spider-Man movies, Peter Parker has two best friends. One is MJ, played by Zendaya. What is the name of Spidey's other best friend?
Dang it.
Very prominently featured last movie.
I can't remember his name. David?
Ned.
Ned.
All right. Finished today with a 4-0 score for Tammy. Sorry, Christian. No money for Tam from Tam today, but we got to get you a great prize nevertheless.
You are going to see Luke Combs when his My Kind of Saturday Night tour comes to Petco Park on June 26th.
All right, Christian. Enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before you leave, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Christian Santee. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I'm a grown man now, and I can run my own life!
Actual audio from Gavin Adcock meeting Tammy last night.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen. Tammy, come on. I don't know what happened to you, but even you have to admit you went a little overboard. We had the nice chance to have a conversation with Gavin Adcock before he hit the stage last night at Petco Park, and things were going fine, and then Tammy starts spit cleaning his face and made him a snack after school.
Okay. That is not true.
It is 1,000,000% true.
Okay, I didn't spit clean anybody.
You even cut the crust off his bread.
Okay, so here's what happened. Initially, we didn't think we were going to have a chance to talk with Gavin. He said he had a really bad migraine, and then he was feeling better. So he was like, I want to come down and talk to everybody.
I kind of felt bad because we were resigned to the fact he wasn't going to come. And we were all sitting in this room just talking, a couple of radio people just shooting the breeze. And all of a sudden, he just walked in. No person, no anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. You're here.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. I just felt weird. And then, of course, Tammy swoops in. You mothered Gavin Adcock.
I did kind of mother him.
Kind of?
I kind of mothered him. I kind of mothered Chase Matthew a little bit.
Well, in that vein, I'm going to give you a hug from your mom.
Oh.
Because I'm a mom and a Shima. So there you go. Aw, there we go.
10 out of 10 hug.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what
Producer
happened.
Producer Jessica, jump in here. I think I know. I think I've got a theory, but I want to hear others.
It's funny, John, that you're just now noticing this because this has been a pattern with Tammy for a long time. Every time we talk to an artist, especially a young male artist, you don't do it as much with the females, but I feel like you see your son in them.
Okay.
And so you immediately go into mothering mode.
Is this all kind of coincided with the fact that your last child has finally left, that Morgan moved to Kentucky, and now you don't have anybody to mother? Your dog's like, really? I'm all your husband. I'm all Kurt.
Yes,
you're
true.
Fine and all for food, but
maybe. I don't know. I was trying to help him out on something that I had learned about when you have a migraine or a really bad headache. You pinch the in your hand between your pointer finger and your thumb. You pinch in there until you find a spot that actually hurts. Mm-hmm. And when you find that, you hold it there. Mm-hmm. And for 60 seconds, and it's something that seems to work.
Now, as you're listening to that, picture a bunch of people in a room, and picture that you're Gavin Adcock, and you're gonna go on stage in like, I don't know, 20 minutes, and you've got mom over here. We all need a mom. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful. It just seemed weird because you went from instant Tammy in the blink of an eye to mom.
Well, I am Chase, a mom.
I know, but you're not their mom.
Okay. All right. I understand that. I get that. But you didn't have to say in front of him, hey, Gavin, if you give her address, she'll send you a birthday card with $5 in it later.
Come on.
You didn't
Jessica,
have to do that.
Pretty funny.
No, it was pretty appropriate.
Pretty funny. I was very impressed. Tam. You ever have a joke in your head and you want to say it out loud, and when you do, you mess it up somehow, and you're like, this one, I delivered it perfectly. I was so excited.
I did tell him if he did give me his address, I actually would, though.
Did you get his address? You maniac. Okay. I wouldn't put it back. After yesterday, I'm surprised you didn't draw him a bath.
Okay.
Frankly.
Oh, my God.
I think we've uncovered something here. It was really, really wonderful seeing all of you this weekend, man. It was a busy, busy weekend for all of us. I think yesterday, the feeling overall was just a great vibe. Like, everyone realized it's the end of summer, and a lot of you had no kids, and we're really celebrating in that way. It was just a very, very cool scene. And if you ever missed your mom yesterday, boy, I hope you ran into Tam.
Yes.
Because she had plenty of mom to go around. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Every time, and I'm not exaggerating, every time you see Tammy or you see me walking around the streets just doing our own thing, and you're kind enough to say hello to us and that you listen to us, every time, the next thing is, I want to play Tammy in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. How does she know everything in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge?
I have to ask you this, John.
Go ahead.
I just thought of it as I'm watching you talk about this. Does it bother you that your name's not in the college?
No, shut up. what you want to ask me?
Does it bother you? Because people don't know that you specifically write these questions yourself every single day.
Well, thank you.
That you spend the time.
They know this now.
To try to come up with really good questions.
Well, anyway, so yes, it is the number one thing that everybody wants to talk about. And we have been trying to figure out, how do we take this to you? Let's do a live College of Hollywood Knowledge tour. And the good news is we're doing it this Saturday.
From 11 to 1, we're going to be at the Valley, formerly Mission Valley Mall. You know, the one right off the 8 where the Target is. We'll be there playing the college live. If you want to participate, you just show up, you enter. We're going to randomly pick people to play the college. And best of all, just for playing, you get a great prize.
Yeah, there's no like exclusive guest list. We are just going to have you all come up. We pull your name out. You will automatically win that trip to Vegas to go see Old Dominion. But you'll also play Tammy live in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, where win or lose, you get that unbelievable Vegas prize. But win, not only will you get $100 of Tammy's money, but you'll do it in public. You'll do it in front of a big crowd cheering you on. This might be a dream come true. It is for Tammy a nightmare come true.
Tammy, I get very nervous.
Oh, you're nervous right now.
Yes,
I
know.
You.
I'm hugging myself right now. It's because of the eyes staring at me, everybody looking at me, and then all of a sudden I kind of panic. It's very different when you're standing, you know, behind a microphone compared to standing in front of an audience.
Well, you think you've got pressure. I have to read those questions.
Oh my God.
I'm not a very good reader. This Saturday, we will start things at 11, and we really want you to be a part of it, okay? So get there a little early. It's at the Valley, the Mission Valley Mall, right off the 8, where the Target is. That's where we're going to be this Saturday, 11 to 1. We're bringing an artist with. We're bringing cheerleaders with. We're going to have a party, and you're going to go to Vegas if you're lucky enough to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You can't win that trip at all. You can't watch that show at all unless you go this Saturday, 11 to 1, and we'll have everything you need at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.